In this episode, we're talking about masking. What is it and why do we all do it? What's the cost to yourself and is it possible to not mask? How do people pleasing and state fit into the conversation?
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
We're going to talk about masking today.
I know.
So this got referenced, was it in an Obsessed segment a few weeks ago?
Yeah, about me masking my ADHD.
Yeah. And we had a big response, like a lot of people relating to it, a lot of comments, a lot of messages, like, I really relate to how Jamie feels. Mm-hmm. So we were like, what if we talked all about it for a whole episode?
Sounds great.
I feel like this is a topic you and I discuss a lot.
Oh, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah. So I think it's a good one.
Yeah.
I decided to start today with my own definition and then read you a more official one.
Okay.
And when it comes to masking, you're going to hear like a lot of different versions of this. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear like the very neurodiverse, like when it comes to autism, like you're going to hear people talk about it.
Right.
You're also going to hear someone who maybe doesn't have, like they're a little more neurotypical, talk about their masking. You're going to hear empathic, intuitive people talk about their masking. So like, it's not uncommon for you to hear so many different definitions of this.
Right.
But if
you're here because like you saw the title and you're autistic and you thought this was going to be an episode all about like autism and autism masking, like we'll certainly be talking about that, but not like everybody masks in their own ways. Like you can't really survive in this society without masking.
Yes. We're talking more about masking in that sense, in like how everybody does it. We're going to reference it in some other ways. But I think that kind of an episode where you're like specifically talking about it with autism is better done with like a psychologist.
A professional.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Right.
We're talking about it much more as like a society, how we do this and why.
Yeah. This is like a social coping mechanism.
Yes.
That like humans have had to develop living under patriarchy.
Exactly. So we're going to be talking about how it connects to people pleasing, but also what's the difference between masking and state,
like
yourself in a state. So that's kind of where we're going with this.
Yep.
Okay. So here's my definition.
Okay.
So it's altering your behavior and mannerisms to be more socially acceptable and fit or blend in better.
Yes.
That's
mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about masking, that's what I'm talking about. Now that's very general, right? But I think it should be very general.
Yeah.
So, okay. But I wanted to also grab like a more official one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Very Well Mind. So I'm going to read you what they say masking is. When someone attempts to hide their mental health symptoms in an effort to blend in with people around them. They may copy other people's demeanor or actions or engage in compensatory behavior.
Yeah.
The goal of masking is to appear as though you are not experiencing mental health symptoms or struggling, even when this is not true. Masking can be compared to writing with your non-dominant hand.
Mm-hmm.
Up until the mid-20th century, children who are naturally left-handed were punished and forced to use their right hand instead because this was considered, quote-unquote, correct.
That's weird, first of all.
Very weird.
Second of all, yes.
Yes.
Right.
That definition, I feel like, is a little bit more what like mental health professionals, when they refer to masking, mean.
Correct.
So I wanted to make sure I read that. But I also want you to know that when we're talking about masking, we're not just talking about like having a mental health symptom that you're masking. It's anything that you feel like is not going to be accepted
it's
by the people around you or fit in.
Exactly.
It's that. Because for me, it's not so much mental health stuff that I'm masking all the time. It's mannerisms, the way I'm conversing with people, all kinds of things like that.
Right. And if you're a people pleaser who's masking, it's not because it's not even necessarily like fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you have been trained that you have to do what's best for everybody else.
Exactly.
So you're wearing that mask of like, oh, this, like, I want to do something this way, but nobody else does. So I'm going to do it that way.
Exactly. Exactly. I have a quote I'm going to read to you in a few minutes that talks about that element of masking.
Okay.
What the reason that you hear like kind of a difference is that masking has become just a very popular pop culture term.
Right.
And to, I personally think that it's a good thing.
I do too.
Because it's calling attention to behavioral things that we all do.
Oh, once you know what masking is and you hear people talking about it, you'll very quickly start to realize that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people don't know they're masking. Like for most of my life, I didn't realize I was masking.
Everybody is masking.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's, I agree with you. It's kind of this moment where you're like, oh, for me, when I'm masking and I go a little too far with the masking, it goes to the bad place. We're going to talk about knowing the good place and the bad place.
Yeah.
I'm a different kind of drained after being with people than I am if I was just kind of doing my like basic masking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it certainly is like very tiring.
Yeah. You're constantly editing yourself.
Yeah. But then I think sometimes you also feel like I would leave places and be like, why the hell was I acting like that?
Yeah,
and not that it was like bad behavior or anything like that, but it just wasn't me. And I'd be like, why was I being so like jokey, or why was I being so whatever? And then I'd be like, oh, because I was trying to, I didn't realize it was masking at the time, but I'd be like, oh, I was trying to fit in, like that's what everyone else was doing.
Yeah,
I didn't want to call attention to myself, whatever the reasoning was.
You were trying to adopt the behavior of the right. people around you to fit in or to be right. liked or to be accepted, or, you know, everyone's going to fill that in with, you know, other
something,
words.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not always going to be the same reason, right? Like sometimes you go somewhere because you just want to razzle dazzle everyone.
Right.
That's when I leave and I'm like, well, who is that?
Right. Exactly.
And then other times you just want to fit in or like fly under the radar. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not always the same motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the term first became popular when talking about autism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Natural Autistic Society, their definition is to mask or camouflage means to hide or disguise parts of oneself in order to better fit in with those around you. It is an unconscious strategy all humans develop whilst growing up in order to connect with those around us.
Yes, nailed it.
So I love that that's what the Natural Autistic Society is saying. Mm-hmm. Like, we all do it.
Right.
What I think is important before we go any further in this to acknowledge and recognize is that although everybody masks, the kind of cost of that is a lot higher for people with certain neurodiversities.
Absolutely.
Like autism.
Absolutely.
It is much harder for someone like that to mask for an extended amount of time. Mm-hmm. They're masking a lot more things and the price is higher.
Yeah.
So everyone masks, but it is certainly harder for some people to manage that masking.
Yeah, it's also not fair that they have to mask.
Right.
To sort of assimilate into our society. We should be living in a place where like people can just be who they are. And if they're stimming, they're stimming. If they're like doing whatever, that should be okay. Like for people with autism, it seems like it's like you said, much higher stakes.
Much higher stakes, much higher costs, mm-hmm. much more involved in it where, mm-hmm. you know.
Like less of a choice.
In less of a choice.
Right, like they're masking because they have to.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think for me, when I'm masking, I'm not masking my whole entire self.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not masking like everything about me.
Right.
I'm picking and choosing the parts that I think are right. best in this situation.
Right.
Or there's a lot of parts of me, once you get to know me, you're like, huh. Because
mm-hmm.
that was not there.
Right.
You know, like I'm trying to quell the amount of questions I want to ask you.
Right.
I'm trying not to be like, hey, do you think that thing you just said has to do with that thing you said before about when you were two?
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like I'm trying right. to ease my way. I'm trying to sort of like edit the mm-hmm. version of myself. Whereas when you have autism,
mm-hmm.
like you're real far down on the spectrum, especially what you're masking is not just that. You're not
right.
like, here's a little version of myself.
Right.
It's like, here's none of myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Here's
right.
this like little tiny, you know, me like pushed into this box to be accepted. And
exactly.
that's a very different thing.
Story. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I want to talk about people pleasing and masking.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about state and masking, but I also want to talk about why as a society we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I think we should start with a people pleasing element because
yeah.
I think it's important to note that like these are like mixed together too much to separate them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So masking is a form of people pleasing.
Yes.
It's the way that you people please. It's like the tool you're using.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So I have this quote that I referenced earlier. Mm-hmm. I saw it on Instagram last night and I was like, oh my God.
Perfect.
Let me add this into our episode.
Yeah.
It's from someone named Candace Vindel.
Okay.
I don't know anything about her. It's like one of those things where it just, the universe was like,
here's
a sponsor that you should look at. So, but she wrote, people pleasing is the disease of needing others to be okay before you feel okay. Ugh. When did that become your responsibility? If you keep abandoning yourself, you will never be okay regardless of others.
Ugh.
Well said, Candace. Well said.
Yeah. And that like abandoning of yourself, like that's actually kind of what the mask is. It's like leaving who you really are and putting on this mask.
Yeah.
And that's like forcing you to abandon yourself.
Yeah. And when you think about it, like if you're going like, I am doing this because I want to fit in. So that kind of sentence sounds like you're doing it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're really doing is you're doing it so these people will accept you so that you feel like you fit in.
Right. So it's easier for everybody else to deal with me.
Yes.
Right.
Like, let me make the most digestible version of myself.
Yep.
And, you know, the comical thing about it is that you don't actually know what other people want in a version of you.
No, you're just making
guessing.
You're making like wild assumptions. Sometimes they're right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not.
I mean, it's based on fear, which means it's based on the shit your ego comes up with.
Right.
Which means it's not highly logical.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
No.
So,
but I also feel like when I think about masking, I often think about like my own fawn response.
Yes.
Like when my body goes into like a fight or flight or fawn response.
Yeah.
Like the mask is a really good tool for that fawn.
Right. So think about how activated your nervous system is becoming as you're masking.
Exactly.
Because you're also in, I mean, I'm in fight. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
right.
I'm becoming like the master manipulator of the room.
Right.
But like trying not to, I'm masking that I'm a master manipulator of the room. So it's like, so I'm like fighting to like get everything to a place that feels safe.
Right.
You're fawning in the way of like, let me assimilate. Like, let me start, you know, to like be quiet and study and then like put myself in where I need to. And like, I'll eat both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze the same. Like all of the nervous system reactions are causing your body to become dysregulated.
Exactly.
So even if you're just doing it like quote unquote a little, you're still dysregulating your system.
Right. And in the moment, the mask feels like it's calming your system.
Yeah.
But it's not, because it's creating so much work.
That's a really good point, because there's a difference between...
It feels safe. The mask feels safe.
It's a difference between feeling safe, like calming your ego and calming your nervous system.
Right.
They aren't calmed by the same thing.
No, they're not.
They aren't the same thing.
No.
I mean, your fear is triggering the response.
Right.
But what you need to do to settle down your ego to be like, we're gonna fit in so good. They're gonna just be like, that person is so much like us.
Right.
How cool are they?
Right. Right.
And then what you do at the expense of yourself to do that is causing your nervous system to go haywire.
Exactly.
But your ego is like, please just punch. It's like, okay, we're good.
Right.
So you're responding to that fear and you're thinking you're doing something that's calming you down. But later,
when you leave the room, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a toxicity to that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is.
I think when we think about our society and we think about just human beings in general, where do you separate the like learned behavior of like the elements where you kind of have to be a part of society and you, you know, you have to learn to care about other people's feelings and you have to learn that, you know, if you go somewhere, like you go to school or you go to work somewhere, you have to learn what's expected of you and sort of shift into that a little bit, right? And then where is the line between like that and where it becomes like, but you can't be yourself?
Right.
Where does it change from like behavioral and state to masking? Like, where as a society are we kind of like missing the mark there?
Well, and I think the problem is that, well, the one of the problems is that that answer is different for everybody.
Right.
And we don't teach or like deal with people on an individual level.
I think
so. No one would even know.
Right. Like, I think we're so behind still as a culture in like really like telling somebody, here's how I want you to understand that that society's going to expect you to behave.
Right.
Here's how I want you to try to assimilate to those things. Mm-hmm. But here's how I want to make sure you don't do that at the expense of yourself ever.
Right.
Here's the difference between state and masking.
Right.
Let me teach you that. I don't think we really even fully understand where the lines are.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is I think it's such like a sort of subtle layered process.
Yeah.
That I don't think people even know. A lot of people don't know when it's happening it to themselves.
Right.
Never mind, do they know when it's happening to someone else?
It almost seems to me like one of those things that you kind of have to figure out happened after it happens.
Yes.
Like, I've had times where in the moment I was like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, like that little moment. But it's too hard then to like right the ship or to change it. You know what I mean? Like, you're already in it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make a little adjustment. But it's almost like when you leave certain, you know, social interactions, if you took a few moments and thought about it and thought about why, and then became a little more intentional heading into them next time, you know, like, it seems to me like you can't kind of fix it before.
No, I agree. I think that, I think when you're doing like what we call the work, a lot of that, a lot of the work happens like when you're doing like a debrief. I call that like a debrief. I usually do that with someone else, but I do it with myself too. And I'm like, okay, what? I'm like literally driving home from somewhere. I'm like, okay, where did that go wrong?
I or like why am I debrief.
So like why am I so tired? Or like like
also like where did it go right? Where did like all of it, right?
Yeah. Right. And I think that like when you start learning to like observe your own feelings, your own fatigue. For me, it was an issue of fatigue. Why am I so tired?
Yeah.
Why am I always so tired? Why am I so tired when I leave that person's house? Yeah. Or why, when I leave that place?
And it's a different kind of tired, right? It's that, it's like a drained tired.
Yeah. And I saw my kids were doing that. That's like when we started doing it as a family, was like, okay, we should have left there an hour earlier, first of all.
Right.
And second of all, like that, like, I saw you doing this, like I saw you having this response, what was that about? Like, takes a lot of like, takes a lot of like self-awareness though to do that, you know?
A lot of self-awareness, and it takes—
And we're not taught how to do that. You and I taught that to ourselves.
Right,
you know?
Right. And it takes more than self-awareness too, I think. It takes like facing uncomfortable truths.
Correct.
It also takes facing and like becoming comfortable with your universal fear, because it's driving your masking.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like the things you're doing are based on that. We have an episode on universal fear,
if you haven't.
But it's rejection, abandonment, and fraud. So whichever one is your top one is in the driver's seat. You'll experience all three.
Right.
But you're masking to avoid that one thing. And it's very, very difficult in the moment to know it, but I bet when you're doing a debrief like you're suggesting, you'll see
it. You start to pick it up.
You'll connect the dots and you're like, oh.
Exactly.
That's why I, you know, didn't speak up at that moment. Or that's why I couldn't find my way into that conversation, you know, like whatever the thing is.
And the answers are always different. Like, okay, so do I not ever go back to that place again? Do I then engage my boundary system?
I was going to say, then it becomes a question of boundaries.
Right, yeah. we have an episode on that. But like, you know, do I then do that so that I can like more safely and more authentically be with like these people or this place? Mm-hmm. Or is it that like I just make them deal with the real me a little bit more?
That's such a hard part.
So as
that you're saying right there sounds simple.
It's not.
But it's really tough to navigate.
So as an abandonment person, I used to.
Yeah.
I would before just cut people off.
Right.
I'd be like, this is every time I see this person, it's going badly. Forget it. Why even bother?
I'm done.
I would pre-abandon.
Yeah.
In the face of abandonment.
Right.
Potential abandonment.
But as the abandonment people do.
Right.
Right.
But now as someone who's realizing that I'm masking, I'm realizing what I'm doing, I'm realizing my responses to people.
Right.
Now I'm more like, well, let's see if they can take it.
Yes.
And so I give them a little bit more Jamie, or the Jamie that the real Jamie, not the Jamie unmasked. They're used to, right? Like they're used to a certain Jamie. Yeah. So I give them a little bit more of the unmasked Jamie, and I'm like, how did they take it?
Yeah, it's a little less accommodating.
It's a lot less accommodating.
Okay. For me. Yeah, well, I was trying to be nice about
it. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work.
But it don't you feel like it also, like, the there are some people who are like, I like this.
Yes.
And that's like, oh, that's one of my people.
Exactly.
And then you notice them unmasking a little more around you because you're doing it. It really sets off this other thing. And then there's definitely people who are like, I don't care for this.
Yeah, like, who's this? Who is this woman? Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. I want to get into a discussion about state.
Okay.
I want to tease you about it a little bit before we go to a break.
Okay.
Because I don't want to leave you like on a note of like, well, what the hell do we do? I mean, I kind of do, but I want to give you a little hope.
Right.
Okay. There's a difference between choosing what state you're going to be in when you're around people intentionally and masking who you are in front of people.
And one is a much more powerful response.
One, choosing your state is a response to intention, which comes from desire, which is your intuition.
Right.
Masking is a response to fear, which comes from your ego. Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to explain this after the break. We're going to go through it. We're going to talk about it. But what I want you to know is that you're not about after the break. Maybe I shouldn't say this. It's like, don't worry about it. But you're not about to hear like a magic pill solution.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
No.
Everyone likes those.
I know. But that, I'm sorry, but that's not real.
Just buy our 5-step program. You too can learn to unmask.
No.
Not here.
You're always going to do, you're always going to catch yourself masking. You're always going to mask a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But like, you can do things so that it doesn't feel so bad for you and that you leave things feeling a lot better and like actually have a lot more control when you're choosing state.
Exactly.
And your mask is on when you're in the state, but like it's a different thing.
But it's intentional. We'll get there.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goes great with podcast listening.
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep, beans roasted in-house, amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes, I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh, I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah, check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
This week.
Yeah.
I have a little story.
An obsessed story.
An obsessed story. And it happened literally just yesterday.
Okay.
In my other life, my life as a photographer.
Oh, yes.
Which I don't do much often, but I still shoot my families that I love that I've photographed forever.
Yeah.
And so I was doing photos for this family that I had photographed for like probably easily like 10 years now or
that's so something special like that. To I get love to like it. Watch I love a family it. Like that.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, like the kids in this family, one of them I've been photographing since he was like 2 and the other one since she was a baby.
Oh my gosh.
So we were in Boston.
Yeah.
Doing photos.
Yeah.
I was doing photos of just the mom and the daughter.
Well, I love the you were making sure you got the photos of the mom too.
Yeah. So yeah, we do all those things.
Right. I know, but not everybody.
No, does. I know.
Okay.
I know.
Go ahead.
I make the moms go in sometimes.
Yeah. Good for you.
And so I'm setting it up, and this older gentleman, definitely like a lot older than us, elderly.
Okay.
Comes walking by.
Yeah.
And I scoot out of the way. He smiles at me. I see him walk past the mom and the daughter.
Okay.
And I see the daughter look at him, and her face is like, what? And then I see the mom, who I've known since high school.
Right.
She went to high school with my husband. I see her face sort of like process.
Oh, no.
And then smile. And then she like makes a joke.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay.
I'm nervous. I don't know what you're going to say.
I see interactions like this all the time. Like, so I can read instantly that like she didn't love what he said, but it's okay. So I'm like, oh, he just said like an old white guy thing.
Oh God.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So then I see the daughter, and she's like pissed.
I automatically like this daughter.
I do too.
Okay.
I loved her since forever.
Yeah. Like, I don't know her, and from this story, I'm a big fan.
She's so fierce and strong and like powerful. I love her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what just happened? The daughter was like, why? You're my mom. Why did he say that you're my sister?
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And so the mom looks at me, and she was like, he just said like, oh, I see you're getting photos taken with your sister.
Why is that a thing that people think is flattering?
It's a compliment. Exactly.
But it isn't a compliment.
It's like, and the thing is that like the mom and I, as like older women, we understood what was happening. Right. And I was like, so I looked at the daughter, and I was like, I forget exactly what I said, but it's like, I said something like, you know, older men, you know, he thought he was saying something that was nice to your mom, but it was weird.
Yeah.
And she was like, her face looked relieved.
Yeah.
That I was like confirming that it was weird.
That you acknowledged that that's a weird thing to say for a lot of reasons.
Right. And like, I can hear how some people listening to that would be like, well, what's the big deal? He was complimenting her. But like the daughter.
Yeah.
In her sort of young.
Yeah.
Unspoiled by the world state, like she picked up the weirdness that we have that the rest of us have like acclimated to.
Well, you can see the societal shift. It's like that, like even when we were her age, we would have been used to those kinds of things being said to us.
Right.
But the world is different for her.
And like,
but
these parents aren't parenting like that anymore.
And that older man, right. I honestly think that his intentions were very
they
kind.
They were. They
you
were.
Know what I mean? And he made the comment. I mean, he also interrupted a thing. Like,
right.
Whatever. I won't get into that part. I clocked it.
Yes.
I clocked that you had to move out of his way.
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I like playing patriarchy chicken, and I will not move. You can slam into me. I'd rather you slam. I'm not moving off. Like, you move.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, anyways.
But, I have to manage everybody, so I can't let... I have to make it okay for my clients, so I can't get into, like, a little tussle with the old white guy.
You're working.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. But I'm just saying, like, even that's a part of this story.
Correct, right.
So it's really interesting, like, when the younger generations get, like flabbergasted or have a big reaction to something, and you go, like, oh, yeah, that is wrong. Like, that is weird. But, like, sometimes it takes someone with fresh eyes to know that, because you're so conditioned to that.
Right. And she was so like safe in her, and within her family unit there.
Yeah.
That she didn't even go into this like weird, like I would have gone into like a weird fawn mode as a child. I would have been like, oh, okay, that's weird. Let's move on. She was like, not only was she processed it, and then she was like her face, she was like, what?
When I was a kid, teenager, how old is she?
She's in fourth grade.
Okay. Way older than her.
Yes, exactly.
Would have, even if I was uncomfortable with it, would have like been kind and accommodating to the older man.
Exactly.
And like done a fake laugh and a smile.
Exactly.
I would have done that. Right. Now, I'm like, for my inner child, I give the stink face. I will not laugh at a joke that's not fun. I'm not interested in that anymore. I did that for way too long.
Exactly.
But the fact that she's in fourth grade and doing that.
She was literally like making this face, like just like aggressive, like you want a fight face?
Yes.
Like, yes.
Yes. Oh my God, that generation. I'm so excited.
And so like we kept taking
good the job, photos. Mom, raising her.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And so I took the photos and I'm like snapping the camera and I'm yeah. of course I'm thinking, I'm like, this is incredible. Like
yeah.
I'm processing everything that's happening, but also processing the light and the shadow and like
yeah.
all this stuff. And so I put my camera down and I was like, have you guys seen Barbie?
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah. And I was like, I said her name. I was like,
yeah.
Sally.
Yeah.
That was an example of the patriarchy.
Yes.
And her mom was like, yes, horses, so many horses. And I know you haven't seen it,
right.
But that's part of the movie, is that like horses become sort of like this like symbol of the patriarchy
okay.
in the movie. Yeah. And she's like, so many horses were there.
I mean, I love that you're doing photography, but you're still managing to have a lesson on the patriarchy occur.
Where Reagan can fit it in, baby. Where Reagan can fit it in.
And that's not unusual for you.
No, it's
like
not.
You could be doing anything and yes. there's somehow you're teaching everyone a lesson about the patriarchy.
Well, because if you see it around you, if you're like, oh, that's why that happened, mm-hmm. then you can actually like realize what's going on, not be like confused, like, why is this guy calling my mom my sister?
And we can stop telling women that they have to accommodate that.
Right. And like, and also stop like calling people pretty. Like, I get that he was trying yeah. to be kind, but like he was saying to her, she was pretty.
But he was,
and she is the, like the yes. mom, she
but
is pretty.
Also complimenting her for looking young.
Right.
Who cares how old you look?
Or you can be 100 and be pretty, but
yes.
like he had to equate her to being like inappropriately young, like fourth grade young.
I know this is not the point of the story, but
right.
I feel the need to add this in. When I was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
everybody thought my mother was my sister.
Okay.
It happened frequently
where
people would come up
that.
To me
yep.
and say, your sister just dropped this off for you. And I'd be
oh, really?
I gotta tell you, it used to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
And not because I didn't, my mom still looks very young.
She sure does.
I mean, she looks yeah. amazing. But like, it wasn't because of anything to do with my mother.
No.
But it's very uncomfortable when you're a child and someone mistakes your mother for your
right.
sister. There's something
it's
weird
like
about
sort of
that.
Shifts your worldview.
Yeah.
In a way that like feels very uncomfortable.
And like, why are you looking at my mom like that? Like that she
right.
might be my sister. I don't know. It's a whole,
right.
it's a whole thing. So I just also want to add that compliment's weird and it only compliments one of the people.
Exactly.
It makes the other person uncomfortable.
Right. Agreed.
So it's just bizarre.
I know. So and we had people that were DMing us like,
yeah.
hey, you should... Like, are you going to talk about the Barbie movie? And I was
yes.
like, well, Heather hasn't seen it.
I know. And I really want to see it. I just, can I like call out my kid?
Yes.
My son went without me.
Well, I mean, teenagers.
Both of my kids went and saw it with other people. How dare you?
Well, they have to have a social life.
Fine.
So I think you
but
should
I
watch
will see
it,
it
and we should talk about it.
I'm very excited to. And yes, we've been getting a lot of people saying,
yeah.
will you do an episode on the Barbie movie? Yes, we will. I'll watch it. I think
mm-hmm.
it's out now.
Yep. I think it's streaming now or
so,
soon.
Yeah, so I'll watch it and we'll do that for you guys for sure.
Yep.
But I'd also love to hear from listeners their other like weird sort of subtly
mm-hmm.
strange patriarchy comments like this.
Yeah.
Where
yes.
it's like not really offensive, but it is not great.
Well, and that's what happens when people who are A, empaths and also taught to be people pleasers
yeah.
and they're intuitive. Like I can read that guy's energy. I know he wasn't being a dick.
Right.
Right?
You can
like,
tell
I,
what
like,
generation
I can tell.
He's from.
And
yeah.
even then, even like some older guys, like
yeah.
I can tell you're being gross.
Yeah. Right.
And he wasn't like he
yes.
was really like trying to be
yes.
kind. So it's like, it's hard for people to like, know, like, oh, I now spot the patriarchy, but now what do I do about it? And back to today's episode, like,
yeah.
how much do I mask of myself in response to that?
But I think what you did was perfect because what you did was to the women you were with,
mm-hmm.
create a discussion around it.
Right.
That's what needs to happen.
Okay.
Because what would have happened when we were kids,
right.
because nobody knew this stuff, no
mm-hmm.
fault of anyone's,
right.
right, is that that would have happened and then everyone would have just moved on. There would have been no conversation about
but
it.
But there would have been a fourth grader standing there feeling really uncomfortable and not knowing why. But she had her mom there to be like, her mom like instantly put her hands on her shoulders and was like,
yeah.
you're okay. He was just trying to be nice. It was a little weird.
Right.
Like she talked
right.
her through it, quickly processed it, and then we moved on.
Right.
But like in our generation, we would have been sort of left like adrift
yeah.
with these weird feelings.
And just like expected to just manage them.
Just move on.
Yeah. So well done.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make sure we see the Barbie movie.
We'll come back with the Barbie movie.
Okay. All right, so let's talk some more about masking, and let's talk about state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, we have a whole episode on state.
We do.
So I don't want to get into like too much of it, but I do want to talk about the difference.
Yeah.
So just a quick definition of what state is. Mm-hmm. It's like when you choose like the intention of how you want to feel and what you want for an outcome, and like you align those things and you put yourself, like you use a physical component to get yourself into that.
You match the energy in your body,
yes,
to the situation.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you were going into a certain state, like for example, when you walk into work, mm-hmm. you click yourself into a work state.
Yep.
When you come home and relax, you click yourself into a home state. Like you're not always thinking about it, but you can choose it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite examples of this to just easily see it is the state people go to when they talk on the phone and they use like their phone voice.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like not just to a friend, but like they have to call to schedule a doctor's appointment mm-hmm. or whatever. They like the octaves go up.
Changes.
Yeah. And the way mm-hmm. they talk, and they're so polite and mm-hmm. sing-songy, and then they get off the phone and they're like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just a quick example of like watching someone come in and out of a state.
The more modern version of that is if you, because I see myself doing this.
Yeah.
If I'm on a Zoom with someone and then I'm like, my posture is different. My voice is different. My affect is completely different. And then I literally hit end session and I can feel my face just go.
Yeah.
It just goes back to resting.
Yeah.
Not like mad. Like it literally just goes like, oh, back to resting mode.
Yeah. Posture changes.
Yeah. You know, and you hear a lot about state, like men will talk about state all the time when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
Like getting hyped in a locker room.
Yes.
Like literally like getting people like yelling and shouting in a locker room before a game.
Yes.
That's changing your state.
Yes. State is one of like taking control of that, learning about it and using it to mm-hmm. your advantage is one of the greatest tools in your toolbox.
Yes.
Especially if you're empathic and intuitive. And I know mm-hmm. in a lot of settings, it's taught as like a way to get ahead in the corporate world. But
well, that's like the socially
like, acceptable
way to talk about state.
Yeah. Use it for that.
Fine.
If that's what you want.
But
I'm totally fine with
other uses.
Yeah. And if you can, you're already doing it. Mm-hmm. So if you take a little bit more control and be a little bit more intentional about it, it makes a huge difference in everything that you're doing, including manifesting.
Yeah.
The state you're in when you're I mean, all of that stuff.
Right.
So go listen to our episode if you haven't, or maybe go like refresh yourself on that episode, even if you did listen to it.
Right.
But state is like, if I'm going into a social situation, even if I don't know what that's going to be like, mm-hmm. I'm going to think like, what are my intentions in this? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I'm asking that is not because necessarily I'm like a manifesting girly. I mean, I am, let's be honest. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing it. Sounds that way.
Yeah.
The actual reason I'm doing that is because I'm super intuitive and I want my intuition activated to do this, like desire, intuition. Like, I want that activated before I go and do anything.
Right.
Because otherwise I'm just going to be operating an ego and that's
no
fair. I'd rather have like all cylinders firing for intuition.
Yep.
That's better for me.
Right, definitely.
Better for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. But I'm just saying like, I feel like it sounds a little bit like in this chat I have with this person, I'm hoping to this. That's not really what I'm doing.
No.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's say I'm going into a social situation and I'm thinking like my intention is to feel powerful, to feel comfortable, mm-hmm. and to connect with these people.
Yep.
Right? All of that is like within my control. I can do those things. So when I go in, I then adjust my posture. I adjust the tone of my voice. I adjust how I speak to people or listen to people based on those things.
Right.
But if I'm going into a job interview, my intentions are going to be different. If I'm going in to yell at someone at the school for the way they just treated my kid.
I was just
going to
say that.
The intention is different. The state is different. The energy that matches that is different.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds very similar to masking.
Right.
Because it is similar to masking.
Yes.
However, where the line is mm-hmm. that I'm doing that because I desire to have a certain outcome. I want to feel this way when I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And if I know, like, I want an apology out of this person,
right?
I'm going to put myself in a state, I'm going to use intention, and then automatically I'm going to, all the neural pathways I have to get to that are going to fire to have that happen.
Yep.
Okay. But if I'm masking, I'm going in from a state of fear.
Yep.
And it's your universal fear. Your number one is like the head cheerleader here.
Right.
Mine is rejection. So mine's like, they're going to think you're a weirdo. They're going to see that you're crazy and different. Like, that's happening. You know what I mean? They're going to say you're too loud.
That's the clip for next week.
That's our new theme song. They're going to think you're a weirdo. But the T-O-O word for me is in control. Everyone's going to think you're too much. You're too this. You're too that.
Right.
You know, you're too much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so if that happens, I'm going to mask and do this like weird watered down version of myself.
Right. Super edited.
And what happens is my focus is not on what I want or how I want to feel.
Excellent point.
My focus is on protecting myself from feeling like a weirdo who gets rejected.
Right.
So the things I want out of meeting people are, they're not there, and you don't actually authentically connect.
Right.
And you shift into a form of people pleasing. That's not good for anyone in the room.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And in this moment, we're, again, I'd just like to reiterate that we are not talking about like the autism masking, like the clinical neurodiverse masking thing. Like, because you're not, if you're someone with autism and you're masking, you're not saying like, I'm afraid people aren't going to like me.
No.
Like, it's something that your body's doing to,
can
like,
you
to
use,
manage your nervous system.
Can you use state? Yes.
Right.
But is the way that you're managing this stuff going to be different and have a different effect on your body? And absolutely.
Right.
Very different.
Right.
So all the same things apply, but you also need like a licensed therapist helping you walk through that.
Exactly.
I mean, I think everyone should have a licensed therapist helping them walk through everything. But you're absolutely right. It's, this is much more on like a basic level for everybody.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So the other thing about this is that just because you're in the state with the intention, right? And, you know, we talk in the episode about how using like a physical thing to snap yourself into the state.
Yes.
I always use like just kind of an exhale to get myself out of it, sort of downshift to whatever new state. You can do whatever.
Yep.
I think it should be subtle. Some people are like, yeah, so I'm like yell or clap.
Oh,
and
no.
To me, that like, I mean, if you ever had to walk out on stage, you shift states as you walk out because you can't be backstage. Like, that would be too much for me.
Yeah.
So like, can you imagine if I was like,
no, no, usually my spine straightens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, here we are.
Yeah.
And
I clench a fist.
Yep.
It just, it's enough. It's like a whoop.
And then when it's over, I think to myself, end scene.
Yeah. I'm just like,
we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that shifting is also important because otherwise you can get trapped. I mean, I've done stuff where, you know, I would lead workshops that were like all day for like 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you get to the end of the day and you couldn't downshift.
Function, right.
You were just like, and then the only downshift you have left is like laying flat.
Crash.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yep.
Like, understanding this is super helpful.
Yep.
So using state is going to help, but you're still going to be masking.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, just because you're using state doesn't mean that your ego just turns off.
Right.
And it's like, you know what?
Right.
We're in this state, Jamie. So who cares if everyone abandons you later today?
Right.
Like, that's
right.
Not, this is why it's not a magic pill.
No, but I think that when you're aware of why you're masking or when you're masking, I think you feel a lot more in control. And so therefore it's not as much of a nervous system activation and it's not as exhausting.
Yes.
Because like, you are still in control of it. Like, I think when you're masking and you don't realize it, it's sort of like you're being pulled around like by a leash to yourself, to your own fear, right? It's just sort of yanking you around and you're like, oh, happy face, oh, sad face. And it's like,
you're like acting, you're like playing a role.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you add in the intention, it stops being I mean, there's always an expense to yourself, but it's not so high.
Right. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're still there. You still showed
up.
You
know what's going on.
Yeah. So like, was your fear there with you? Yeah. Did you probably have a few things happen where you like, if you're like me, I think everybody does this, but I think I do it maybe a little extra. And you go back and you like replay everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be less stuff that really bothered you, or the things that bother you about the interactions are not going to feel so awful as they would if you were just masking.
Or you're also, I'm pointing at you like this because I was at a wedding yesterday.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that this morning.
Yeah.
That sort of like post-game analysis.
Yes.
And you also, everything you said is true, but yeah. also that you start to realize that like, oh, my ego's just picking some like random, potentially like off interaction and just like glomming onto it because your ego needs anything to be like, see, look, you're a fucking weirdo.
Told you that person saw that you were
like,
too much.
Oh, why did you say that?
Yeah, right.
And so, but now mm-hmm. I'm like, no, actually that was fine. Like maybe that was a little weird, but like, it's totally fine.
Yes.
But like, because you're aware of it.
The script that runs afterwards is from a way different place than like if you're just masking and there's no state, there's no intention involved, then the playback that you do is like, you're just like dumping on yourself the whole time.
Exactly.
If you're in state, like you chose intention and you held that, and that takes practice, but you know, and you have to like put yourself back into it. I mean, excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, go for a walk, and you know, adjust your state, fix your state.
Right,
so people go fix their makeup.
Face.
I go fix my state, right? Like that's going to happen. But like when you are doing that playback, it's like what you said, where you're like, yeah,
that wasn't too bad.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think we're fine. Yeah. You know, and the reason that you do that playback is your ego. Mm-hmm. So I've said this before, but the stronger your intuition, the stronger your ego. It's not like you have one that's super strong and one that's...
That makes me feel better.
Okay. I mean, the more intuitive, the more desire you have, the more fear. Like, they move together, okay?
Right.
But what you're adjusting is how much control it has over you,
right?
You're not going like, oh, I've dialed my ego down so
right.
that... I'm so intuitive that I don't even sense fear anymore. No, the more intuitive you are, the more empathic you are, the more scared you are.
Yep.
It's just,
it's
the spectrum and they move together.
Right.
Okay. So when you're like dealing with that fear, like, or you're dealing with that like script running back, right? You're going like, it's your ego going like, what can we find so that next time we're even less afraid?
Right.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
That's valuable information,
right?
It's going like, how did that go? Let's see if there's anything we could do better next time.
Right.
But it's if you're masking the whole time, the answers to that are going to be like, you should just never go anywhere because you're an idiot. Like,
right. Or like, don't speak. Like just be quiet. Shut your mouth. Like, you know.
I always look and go like, how much of like the little kid self was I? And how much of the me, like little kid me, would have been so accommodating. I mean, I use that word on you all the time where I'm like, how about you not be so accommodating all the time? But little kid me was that, like, very much, and she was good at it. She was so good at it. And not just because she was intuitive, but also because she was, there was a lot of fear happening.
Right.
So, like, how much of her was there and how much of the me now?
Right.
In fact, some of the things people say to me, when they say them, it used to drive me crazy. But now I know, like, oh, well, I wasn't masking too much if you're saying that.
Right.
So I get the, are you shy and quiet? Because if I'm not masking, I'm spending a lot of time, if you're new to me, studying you.
Right.
I'm not shy. You know me. I'm not shy at all. And
no.
I'm actually not super quiet.
No.
But I love to watch people and I love to like get a feel for people. And I don't necessarily inject myself in until I feel like I want to. So that's actually, if you're saying that to me, that means you saw a less masked version of me.
Right. Because people are reading your like analysis and observation as shy and quiet.
Yes.
Which makes sense that they would read that. But so it means that you were being you.
But not everyone who's quiet and observing is uncomfortable doing so. I'm not like wishing someone would talk to me. I'm actually wishing people would stop talking to me because I'm studying that person over there because their energy is bananas.
Right.
So stop telling me about the weather because I think I can figure out why that person is doing that. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you see that, it means you saw
more of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to like this one. It's very important to notice the people you surround yourself with on a somewhat regular basis. When you leave them and you do that debrief, what's your energy level
yes.
like? What kind of tired are you?
Yep.
Okay. There are some people
this
who you love, who you care deeply about, that you have to mask a lot more for than others.
It's true.
It sucks.
It's true.
When you leave being with someone for a little while, mm-hmm. or a group of people for a little while, mm-hmm. and you're doing the debrief, just ask yourself the question, what does my energy feel like right now?
Right.
Do you feel happy?
Yep.
Can't wait to see them again. That was good. I'm tired, but like I'm glad like I got to hang out with that person. Mm-hmm. Or do you feel like not great about yourself? Do you mm-hmm. feel like you're, the stuff you're running is like, the thing that I do is I'm like, why did I talk so much? If I think that,
yes.
then I know I was in full masking mode.
Yep.
And the exactly. people around me weren't making me feel super comfortable being myself.
Right. And I think if you're a parent,
yeah,
you can notice that in yourself, but also in your children. Like I was noticing when I would leave somewhere with my kids, that like in the car,
yeah,
they'd be a disaster.
Oh yeah, like behave like they couldn't hold
like
in them.
They'd be arguing with each other,
yes,
or they'd be exhausted, or they yeah. get real like whiny and complainy.
Yes,
and I'd be like, okay, that was way too much for them. What was so hard about that?
Yes,
and it's like, oh, because to be around that person or those people, it was too much for them.
And that whiny, fighting with each other thing that you're talking about, just mm-hmm. to add a term to that, is you're witnessing their nervous system being very dysregulated.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think as a parent, it's important to run that script because you deal with that how you
yep.
see fit,
mm-hmm.
but it's important to notice the difference of
right.
like punishing a kid for that.
Right.
Like, are they actually doing something wrong? Or
no.
is this a place of discussion and teaching them about their own boundaries?
Right, exactly.
You know, like, I'm not trying to tell anyone how to parent because I'm not an expert.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's important to go like, oh, everyone's nervous systems are not
like,
doing
we're
well
all
after
mess.
Leaving this.
Right.
If you are an introvert, which I've said this many times, but all introvert means is like your battery recharges when you're alone and it gets drained when you're with people. It has
right.
nothing to do with liking
shy.
People or being shy or outgoing.
Right.
An extrovert is someone whose battery drains when they're alone and charges when they're with people.
Right.
Okay. So if you're an introvert, even if it's the best people in the world who make you feel better than anyone that you barely mask for,
mm-hmm.
you're still going to feel tired and drained when you leave.
Right.
But it's a different kind.
Right.
It's a kind where you don't feel bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel like that script you're running.
Right.
Is like, my foot's falling asleep. If you're watching on YouTube and you're like, why are you moving around so much? It's just a different, it's
yeah.
hard to explain, but it's just a very different kind of tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like exhausted.
Yeah. And you're just like, I don't like humans anymore.
Yeah.
When I start thinking that like humans are such garbage, I'm like, okay, I think I need some alone time.
Yes.
Who was
exactly.
I just surrounding myself with?
Right.
Okay. My next point is that empathic, intuitive people learn masking very early.
Yeah.
So I think everybody learns masking very early, but the more intuitive and the more empathic you are, the more you are labeled like sensitive or whatever other silly words.
Mm-hmm.
We both like the word passionate better, but whatever. The more you were that, the more you learned to mask.
Yeah.
The more of a weirdo you felt like,
right,
the more you learn to mask.
Right.
Now, again, that doesn't mean you're on the same level as someone who has to manage autism.
Right.
But you have known for a long time that the way you're feeling and the way you operate,
right.
society's not really a huge fan of.
Yeah. And it also depends on your clairs, which we have an episode about.
Yes.
But like if you're clairvoyant and you're seeing things, like you're a kid who's seeing things,
yeah.
you're learning really quickly.
Yeah.
That you have to mask.
Yeah.
What you're saying, how you're acting out in the world, like
the terms you're using.
Right.
Like you're also
you're a clear audience, you're hearing things other people aren't hearing. You're going to have to start masking.
And it's funny that you say that because that is incredibly true.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually thinking of it in like the opposite fashion.
Mm.
In that I was thinking about how when I was a kid, I was like, that person's feeling like that, but they're acting like that.
Right.
Like, so you're not authentically showing up in the state you are.
Right.
In fact, I can even tell that you're lying.
Right.
Right? Like,
right.
I had so much trouble with that when I was a kid that,
mm-hmm.
like, it was like, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. But people were lying all the time. And I
yeah.
remember,
yeah.
we've talked about this before. I do not have an official diagnosis, but we come to realize that I'm on the autism spectrum.
You're definitely autistic.
Okay. I just try to be careful with that because, I don't want to become think I know everything because.
Right. No, I hear you.
I have unofficially been diagnosed.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. for someone like me who is very literal, mm-hmm. trying to find the little things in society, these nuances of you can lie, but only because of this and only for these reasons.
The right reasons. Right.
It's still I have trouble with that.
Yeah. With a 8-year-old brain. Trying to manage all of those things. And
yes. And I just remember being people would be, as a kid, would be mad at me or something. Like friends or peers would be mad at me because of something I did or said. And I would say, but you didn't tell me that was bothering you. You're mad at me 2 days later.
Right.
And they would be like, well, you should just know. And now I understand why I didn't just know. But I was
right.
I said, is this okay? And you said, yes. I didn't know to read something else. And everyone's always lying. So I know intuitively you feel different than what you're saying, but I don't know what to do about that.
I thought I was supposed to go along with the charade.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been going along with the charade since I can remember. And it isn't just that. It's everybody. There's ways that you're seeing that you're supposed to behave differently. And mm-hmm. Society's constantly telling you that. And it's really weird.
Yeah.
Even as a woman, growing up as a little girl, I was always the one who was I have a question. Can we talk about this? I have an argumentative point. And to me, it never felt like I was doing something wrong. It felt like that's how I was contributing. But it was constantly
You're being argumentative.
Yeah, and I taught not to do that. And certainly not, my mother was you do that.
Yes.
Thank goodness. But, by other people in society. And I would see that boys were celebrated for doing the same thing
exactly.
I wanted to do. And so then you have all these confusing messages. So
yep.
you're just masking. Mm-hmm. So the more aware you are that your brain's wired a little different, mm-hmm. the more your masking could be so deep that you're I didn't even realize that was that.
No, I think once you start understanding masking and then you start observing yourself
mm-hmm.
and sort of peeling back the layers of that, you'll start to realize just sort of how deeply you've been masking without even realizing it.
Absolutely. So here's the homework assignment I have for everybody, because that's
yep.
what it is.
Yep.
Look at what parts of yourself you're tending to mask
mm-hmm.
and why, and actually make a list.
Right.
Because they're all very connected.
Right.
Mine is just too much of everything. I think yours is pretty similar.
Yep.
They're going to think you're too loud or too opinionated or too weird. The TOO word is everywhere on my list. So it's always this dulling down,
mm-hmm.
This very choosy way. And
mm-hmm.
part of the way my brain is wired, and I think a lot of empathic people's brain is wired, is that there is kind of an enjoyment in figuring out what this person likes.
Oh, yeah.
I presented myself that way and you liked it.
Yeah, and I got this response.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But understanding what parts of yourself that
mm-hmm.
you're doing that with, and then sort of going, well, who sees me not that way, not
mm-hmm.
masked? Who sees the loud version? Who is safe
right.
to see? I mean, I remember one time we were hanging out. I think Marco Polo texted you after, and I was I think I was a little too direct about everything. I just, because I'm comfortable with you, if I can't get my mask all the way on of being softening the edges of everything, I didn't worry about it too much. But after I was sorry if that was weird.
No, you literally said, I think I was too unmasked.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you were fine.
Well, we actually, interestingly enough, it was a conversation about Lisa Vanderpump and Real Housewives.
Oh my God. Love.
Which we talked about, I think it was last
week's
episode.
And
so we were, but what I do,
yes.
especially with you, is I'm always driving to the answer. And if I'm not softening it, it can look like I'm being judgmental.
Yeah. You were like, so you think this? And I was
right.
And I was like, well, no, I don't. And you're like, so what, but you said this. And
yeah.
I was like, no, I mean, I meant this. And you were like, I think I was a little too rough.
Well, I also know that you know me well enough
right.
to know that I'm actually not being judgmental, at least in the way that maybe some people would take.
Right.
I'm actually trying to solve the equation in front
right.
of me.
Right.
Right. So I'm comfortable enough, but I'm still saying did that feel okay to you?
Right.
But the fact that that would even ever happen, that I would go like, whoop.
It's a compliment.
Is a compliment that you would see that version.
Correct.
So my point is, even the people you're most comfortable with, you're going to mask.
Right.
It's all right. But understand what you're masking, why you're masking it, and look at who you're doing it with more than others. And it's going to tell you. I mean, when you meet someone new and you're kind of like, huh, I don't feel as masked.
Right.
That's like a really good sign.
Yes.
You feel comfortable with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my problems were, which I've been saying to you forever, is that like, I think it actually was masking and I didn't realize it, but it was like, I would say to you, like, these people think that I'm like,
oh yeah,
like so opinionated and so whatever the word is, like I'm to this, I'm to that.
Yeah.
And I would say to Heather, like, I'm only showing them like 20% of myself. Like if they don't like this mask.
Right. Yeah.
Me. Like the real me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And but I think the power is being like I felt, I didn't realize I was putting on the mask.
Right.
So I was having these interactions, being exhausted by them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize I was masking. I didn't realize what I was doing.
Right.
And then still getting this terrible feedback.
And you're like, I just masked my ass off.
Right.
And you still didn't like
and
me.
And I can't win. There's no winning. So there's freedom in being like, oh, you're just not going to like me.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
So like, how about I just like take the mask off and just let it be, you know, I'm not really going to ever show, most people are never going to see 100% Jamie.
Most people will never see all of that. They'll see maybe glimpses.
Right.
Or they'll get like a good 90.
Right.
But yeah.
But instead of like showing you like 20% Jamie,
yeah,
you can take 50 to 60 now and let's rock with it and see how it goes.
And it becomes more about the state you're in and the intention of connecting with the people than about the masking when you start doing that.
Right.
Because if you're going to like let people see more of you, your focus just naturally then becomes on connecting with them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, and like it is what it is. Like, and now I'm not leaving exhausted. You might still think I'm an opinionated bitch, but I'm not leaving exhausted, and you're still feeling the same way about me.
And you are opinionated, but like if someone doesn't like you, especially you are very opinionated, but you're also very educated and you're also very kind and accommodating to everybody around you. So it's not like you're coming in and you're like, everybody listen to my speech. Like that's not happening. You're sharing your opinion. And for people who are used to just getting the like fully masked accommodating Jamie, maybe they are like, whoa, where did that come from? I mean, they must not follow you on Instagram.
Or they stopped a while ago.
They blocked
me. They unfollowed me a while ago.
But like, I don't know. Like to me, like when someone starts to show their opinions, even if I disagree with them, I automatically like them better than the person just people pleasing in the corner, like trying to make everyone feel good.
Right.
And it's not because I think the people pleaser is a jerk. I just know I'm not getting anything real out of that.
It's
person.
Not as authentic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is.
It's also interesting that we, like, so because shame is involved in masking,
right?
Our good friend shame that we talk all about.
Yep.
Because they're involved in masking, you're going to do the opposite of the thing that you're afraid people will see. So for you, opinionated, right? So the word your ego went, what's the opposite of that? What is accommodating,
right?
So you find yourself swinging between these two things.
Exactly.
And it's really interesting.
Right.
So it's important to see the words that you pick too.
Exactly.
You know, mine would just be like the weirdo.
Yep.
So like what will happen is I'm just like, look at how much I am like you guys.
So like socially acceptable.
Look at how similar we all are.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? And when that person comes out, I'm like, okay. Mm. But there's good in that. There's good in like common ground before you, you know, show all your weirdo cards.
Yeah.
You know, there's good in being accommodating while also having a strong opinion.
Yeah. And you know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. It's more finding like a middle ground to what feels safe for you.
Yes.
To present.
And that's shifting your intentions around masking and bringing state in.
Yep.
I'm telling you, before you get out of your car or interact with anybody, just think of three words real quick.
Yeah.
Intention words. I know it probably sounds silly, but it will change everything. And I'm going to tell you, when you do it regularly and you forget to do it, you really notice.
Right.
You're like, what happened there?
And if you find yourself in a social situation and you're kind of like fumbling and you're like, you feel like you're sort of losing it a little bit.
Yeah.
Say those three words again.
Yes.
Just call them back to your attention.
Yeah.
And it'll probably start to right the ship a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Now, I'd like to propose that everybody starts, by everybody, I mean like parents, teachers, and leaders of any kind, teaching state. Not necessarily in the like
right
corporate sense. Teach it. I think it's smart. I really right. do. Teach it everywhere. But like even to your kids. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to use the word state my poor kids have heard that word for a very long time. But it'll just be like before you go into your soccer game or whatever, right. like what are your words today?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it'll be goals. Like yeah. I want this to happen or I want that to happen. It's like, okay, so what are the words connected to that? And then they say the words and they go off.
Right.
And it takes a minute.
Yep.
And you can see the difference in them. And it's teaching them state along with masking. Like right. you're going to mask, but like also like you can have some power here.
Yeah.
It's just a little thing to do. I mean,
absolutely.
Start, if you're a teacher, start your kids' day with like thinking of a few intention words. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an easy thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. All right. I have an intention right now that I need some coffee.
I want to be in a caffeinated state.
Ooh, a caffeinated state with only a 90% mask. Let's go try it.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.